And upon her forehead was a name written.
Mystery.
Mystery. Why does it say mystery first? Because when you tell our people, this is Babylon the Great, they go, no, impossible. Babylon the Great is Iran. Right. Iraq. That's what they say, Iraq. Because that's what they learn in Jehovah's Witnesses. That's what are Seventh-day Adventists too. But it's the United States of America. And it's a mystery. You want Medicaid. You want housing. Section 8 housing. America gives you this stuff. Education. They give us everything. But that's why it's a mystery. The same place that destroyed us. Yes, that's the same place is the same place that feeds us. Gives us homes and houses. The same place that gives us education. Read that again, Yuri.
And upon her forehead was a name written. Mystery.
Mystery.
Babylon the Great.
Babylon the Great.
The mother of harlots.
This place is the mother of harlots. Go ahead.
And abominations of the earth.
You know what a mother of a harlot is called? A madam. A madam. You know, for a male, they call it a pimp. But for a woman, she's a madam. And she has a bunch of harlots that run around having sex with everybody. America sends out their CIA and their religious leaders. Russia just shut down Jehovah's Witnesses out there in Russia. Why? Their headquarters is here. And they use these religious people to bring back information. Russia said, we're shutting all of them down. Yes, say it on the mic.
Seized all of the Jehovah Witness, their properties and lands. It totaled tens of hectares, which is a little bit bigger than acres. Repossessed all of their properties.
That's right.
Over 60 something properties.
And you might say, why? Spies, CIA operatives. That's why. Russia ain't stupid. Black people might be stupid. What they do? They do nothing wrong. Yeah, that's what you think. Oh, you thought Mother Teresa was a good little old lady? She was a CIA operative as well. Bringing back information. IT, can you put back on the Statue of Liberty, please? Yep. Read it again, Yuri.
And upon her forehead was a name written, Mystery Babylon the Great, the mother of harlots, and abominations of the earth.
Abominations of the earth. Same sex, they push everywhere. They send their little operatives all over and say, hey, accept same sex. That's when they talk about human rights, they talk about man with man, woman with woman. That's what they do. Human rights. Jump down to verse 18, Yuri. No, this mother of harlots is the Vatican. Mm-mm. Read verse 18.
Verse 18. And the woman which thou sawest is that great city which reigneth over the kings of the earth.
The nation that reigns over the kings of the earth is the United States of America. It's not the Vatican. It's the United States of America. And this is where they got all their harlots at. All these places here. Over 850 bases everywhere. All right. Zechariah 4 and 6, please. Now I want to jump back to the Persian captivity.
Zechariah chapter 4 and verse 6.
Come on!
Then he answered and spake unto me, saying, this is the word of the Lord unto Zerubbabel.
Unto who?
Unto Zerubbabel.
Hey, IT, can you pull up? Yes. Put that on the screen about Zerubbabel, what it means.
Zerubbabel means something like, born in Babylon.
Born in Babylon. Go ahead.
Or seed offspring of Babylon.
Uh-huh.
The name comes from Hebrew elements often read as Zerubbabel, commonly rendered as born in Babylon or seed of Babylon. Some scholars note it could also be understood as born in exile.
Mm-hmm.
But the standard rendering in most English Bibles is born in Babylon.
Born in Babylon. So let's go back, because one of our forefathers was named Zerubbabel.
Zechariah chapter 4, verse 6. Then he answered and spake unto me, saying, this is the word of the Lord unto Zerubbabel, saying, not by might nor by power, but by my spirit, saith the Lord of hosts.
Now you got to ask, why did the Lord say that to Zerubbabel? Not by might nor by power, but by my spirit. Give me first Esdras 3 and verse 4. Pay attention. Don't get lost in the lesson. Don't get lost in the conversation.
First Esdras chapter 3 and verse 4.
Let's go.
The three young men that were of the guard that kept the king's body spake one to another.
What verse was that? That was 4?
Yes, sir.
So then three young men that were of the guard that kept the king's body spake one to another. These three were the king's bodyguard. Jump down to verse 10 and 12.
Verse 10.
10 to 12.
The first wrote.
The first bodyguard wrote.
Wine is the strongest.
Because there was a contest. Let me fill in the gap. The king set forth a contest. Whoever gives the wisest saying about what is the strongest, I'll give you wealth, I'll give you fame and fortune, and you can sit beside me. So the three bodyguards accepted the challenge. So it said the first bodyguard wrote, wine is the strongest thing on earth. Go ahead.
The second wrote, the king is strongest.
Mm-hmm.
The third wrote, women are strongest. But above all things, truth beareth away the victory.
Now, jump to chapter 4, verse 13. We're going to read 13 down, Yuri.
Yes, sir. Chapter 4, verse 13. Then the third who had spoken of women and of the truth, this was Zerubbabel, began to speak.
You got to ask yourself, think about it. How was Zerubbabel one of the king's top three bodyguards? Let me see if I got it. Did I? I didn't print it out. In order to be one of the kings, wait a minute. Hey, say something. Talk, somebody say something. Just bear with me a second. I got to look for something. I thought I had it. Somebody talk, please. Come on.
So Israel, right? So as we go into this lesson, like I said, make sure you take some good notes. Because some of this stuff you're not going to remember. Take some good notes so when you go home, you write those precepts next to the verse. Got it? So those class. Some of you are going to get lost in those class, by the way. That's some heavy class. That's a heavy class. Upwards to Most High for bishop. So pay attention. Take good notes. Because you can get lost in those class easy. So pay close attention. Cap?
And I just want to say that as Bishop was going into the royal house of Judah being here, I always believed in you Judahites. You guys are special.
No matter what Malachi says.
To this day. Bishop will let me finish my set. Okay, go ahead, y'all. Go ahead.
IT, did you find it? Go ahead.
The Persian king's personal bodyguards were chosen from the 10,000 immortals, an elite standing force of heavy infantry in the Achaemenid Empire. Selection for the supreme unit required strict nobility.
So in order to be one of them, you had to understand nobility. Go ahead.
Extreme physical endurance.
You had to have extreme physical endurance.
Proven combat skill.
People had to see you at war. Go ahead.
And unwavering personal loyalty to the monarch.
Unwavering personal loyalty to the monarch, to the king. Now, I sit back and I think. I said, why was Zerubbabel do what the Persian king said? You got to think about it. Let's say you're this top fighter, but the rest of the brothers and sisters are not. And they got the knives to everybody's throat. If you don't give up, we'd kill everybody. What would you do as a top warrior? What would you do? Nobody got an answer? Nobody knows what they would do. What's going on here? Really? Is this Atlanta? They don't know what to do?
They're visitors.
Oh, those visitors, everybody over is a visitor? What would you do? Oh, you ain't got a mic? There's one right there.
Hey, Shalom, Bishop Most High Christ blessed. What was the question?
Oh, my God. Do you hear this? He's from Atlanta. Where are you from?
These visitors just be slipping in here, boy. I tell you.
I said, my question was, why would Zerubbabel serve the Persian king with loyalty? And here's my question, though. If you are the top fighter, but nobody else is. And all the Persians got knives through our throats. It says, if you don't give up, we'll kill everybody. What would you do as the top warrior?
He was loyal to him. To
you have a question, right?
Yes.
What would you do as the top warrior?
Defend the people.
Huh?
Defend my people.
See how you see this? He didn't. Okay, you can have a seat. Where are you from? Atlanta, right?
Yes, sir.
Thank you. All right. Shamu Gabar. Come on.
Hey, shalom, Bishop Most High, Christ blessed. So if it was me, I'm going to fight to the death. I'm going to make sure the people live.
You didn't hear what I said. He's from Atlanta. They have knives through everybody's throat. Yeah. If you don't give up, we kill everybody. And here you're going to be the idiot and keep fighting?
He said, if you don't give up.
Your mother's dead. Your father's dead. Your kids are dead now. Thanks, Samuel Gabar. Have a seat because you're a moron. Have a seat. That's Atlanta. Oh, no. I already gave the answer already. You're going to put your hands down. The hell is this? Now, how many of y'all saw the movie? Watch this. Watch. The Usual Suspects. All right, somebody come up to the mic who saw it. I have a question.
Yes, sir.
You saw the movie?
Yes, sir, I did.
Do you remember the character, Sizer Kosar?
Yes, sir, I do.
Which is Kazar. When he took his wife and children hostage, what did he do?
He shot them. Right in
them
front
who?
Of
them who?
He shot his wife and his kids in front of the captors who had them captive. He shot them and then he shot the captors and
right.
left one
why did
alive.
Why did he kill his wife and kids?
To show them that you don't control me.
Right.
You have no control over me.
Exactly. Now that you, what are you going to say?
Where are you from?
Atlanta.
Yeah. So now, that was an extreme case. Now we're talking about the Persians or Babylon taking everybody in captivity. They got the whole nation tied up. Yeah, that's the movie right there. If y'all, it's a good movie. So Zerubbabel, obviously, he didn't fight because he said, you know what? If I fight, they all going to die. I might live, but they going to die. So he became a king's bodyguard. Okay, where was that at, Yuri? Put me back on track. Where was I?
First Esdras, chapter 4, verse 13.
Right. Thank you.
Then the third, who had spoken of women and of the truth, this was Zerubbabel, began to speak.
What'd he say?
O ye men, it is not the great king, nor the multitude of men, neither is it wine that excelleth. Who is it then that ruleth them?
You know, when he said it's not women, that's for them brothers that say woman is the goddess of the earth. She's the mother goddess. All that butt kissing stuff. I'm trying to be nice, so they could get some panties. That's what they want. That is brown nose. I need some butt. So she's the goddess, and these women fall for that crap. Read.
Is it wine that excelleth? Who is it then that ruleth them, or hath the lordship over them?
And when he said the king is the strongest, Zerubbabel cut that too. He said it ain't the king that's the strongest. Why the guy say the king? He wants some brownie points. The king is the strongest. Zerubbabel said, no, he's not the strongest. Read.
Are they not women? Women have borne the king.
Now watch what he says about women. Go ahead.
Women have borne the king and all the people that bear rule by sea and land. Even of them came they, and they nourished them up that planted the vineyards from whence the wine cometh. These also make garments for men.
So women, if you don't know how to sew, you don't got no sewing skills. Read that again.
These also make garments for men.
See that? My mama never taught me how to sew. I don't know how to sew. Why not? Learn. Go ahead.
These bring glory unto men.
Women bring glory unto men. Not with a bonnet on. Nobody likes that. Nobody likes your hotels with pajamas on either. That ain't glory. That's humiliation. Who wife that is? And you scared you? Whose wife that is with a bonnet and pajamas on? The hell is this? Go ahead.
And without women cannot men be.
And without women cannot men be. Go ahead.
Yea, and if men have gathered together gold and silver or any other goodly thing, Do they not love a woman which is comely in favor
which
and beauty?
Is comely in favor and beauty? Sister, don't let yourself fall apart. Some of you, just, you get married, just let yourself go. You're getting married at 130 pounds. You have a few babies. Okay, I'll give you 10 pounds more. 140, I'll get to 140. But some of you, you get to 200, 235, damn. 250, 350 pounds.
Damn.
Ain't nobody got time for that. And here you go. I got a thyroid problem. Since when?
Stop the
cap. You always get a thyroid problem. I met one sister with a real thyroid problem. Yeah, there you go. That's let yourself go right there. You ever see a woman with a thyroid problem? You'll see in her neck. It'll swell up real big. That's a thyroid. You ain't see nobody here with that. I ain't see no sister in IU I see with a real thyroid problem. But your deal, I got a thyroid problem. No, you don't. Come on. Where we at, Yuri?
Verse 19. And letting all those things go, do they not gape? And even with open mouth, fix their eyes fast on her? And have not all men more desire unto her than unto silver or gold or any goodly thing whatsoever?
So Zerubbabel says, men love women above silver and gold. Sisters, you got to ask yourself, why do you think brothers get in the drug game to get you? What was that song? Power, was it money, power, respect? Something like that. Okay. Money, power, respect. And that's how they get the woman. And the woman always plays innocent. When the cops come down and they arrest the boyfriend, the drug dealer, she says she didn't know he was a drug dealer. Well, how did he get all them vehicles? And he didn't have a job. How did he get that nice mansion y'all live in? I don't know. Inheritance? No, you knew what he was involved in. Go ahead.
Verse 20. A man leaveth his own father that brought him up. In his own country, and cleaveth unto his wife.
Brothers, in order to do that, what did you got to have, brothers? A job. We were talking to the young men last night. They say, we say, y'all want to get married? Y'all want to get married. You got a job? No. I keep getting fired. Or you keep getting fired, then you can't get married. The hell is this? Unless you find one of these sucker women that's going to take your bum behind on and pay your mortgage and rent for you and your food and buy your drawers. The hell is this? You got some simple women in here that do the same, that do that. They're so desperate. Usually it's some overweight women, they'll do that for you. They low self-esteem. They got low self thyroid sisters. Thyroid sisters. Yeah. Where are we at, Yuri?
Verse 21. He sticketh not to spend his life with his wife and remembereth neither father.
Yeah, this side of the room ain't laughing about nothing. It's okay. Yuri, where we at?
Verse 21. He sticketh not to spend his life with his wife and remembereth neither father nor mother nor country.
A man will forget his family for his wife. Go ahead.
By this also ye must know that women have dominion over you. Do ye not labor and toil and give and bring all to the woman?
Mm-hmm.
Yea.
Man, you know what? A man can have a little mean cottage and he's content. It's the woman that wants, I need a 3-bedroom. I need a 2-bathroom. I need it to be, I need that. And a man, we'll live in a little a studio apartment and we good. With a TV, yeah, with a little TV. We'd be on the floor. What's some little floor things? Because I had the floor thing. What is it called? It's not a bed. An air mattress. That's what I had. Then here come the woman. We need, this ain't going to do. We need a king size bed, a queen size, whatever. We need drapes and this and that. Go ahead, Yuri.
Yea, a man taketh his sword and goeth his way to rob and to steal.
See, men rob and steal for women. Go ahead.
To sail upon the sea and upon rivers mm-hmm. and looketh upon a lion.
A man will look upon a lion
and goeth in the darkness. And when he hath stolen, spoiled,
robbed,
and robbed, mm-hmm. he bringeth it to his love.
He brings what he's got to his wife. Go ahead.
Wherefore, a man loveth his wife better than father or mother.
Mm-hmm. Watch this.
Yea, many there be that have run out of their wits for women and become servants for their sakes.
What kind of man is that, brothers? A simp. A simp. This type of man, the woman, all she got to do is use her little pinky. Tyrone will be 300 pounds of all muscle. She used that one little pinky. Come here, Tyrone. He's looking at me funny. What do you think Tyrone gonna do? Try to rip his head off. Y'all don't see that? I see it many times in the streets. What you fighting for? He looked at my woman. What? Who told you that? She did. Simp. You a simp and you end up in jail. And guess what she gonna do? Find her another simp. Read that again, Yuri.
Yay. Many there be that have run out of their wits for women and become servants for their sakes. Mm-hmm. Many also have perished, have erred, and sinned for women.
So, Zerubbabel, many men have died for women, have erred for women, and sinned for women. And a lot of them in jail today. All that they do is for this side of the room, women. That's the simp brothers, by the way. Go ahead.
And now, do ye not believe me? Is not the king great in his power?
He said, now let's go back to that king conversation. Isn't he great in power? Go ahead.
Do not all regions fear to touch him?
Mm-hmm.
Yet did I see him in Apame, the king's concubine, the daughter of the admirable Bardicus, sitting at the right hand of the king.
Watch this.
And taking the crown from the king's head.
This woman, the admiral's daughter, took the crown off the king's head in front of everybody. Go ahead.
And setting it upon her own head.
She put it on her own head. I'm the king. Go ahead.
She also struck the king with her left hand.
She smacked him. You know, when I used to go to high school, we'd be on the train. You always see some of these women smacking some man upside the head. And it do be big, but he'd take it. Because if he hit her, what often happens? He gonna go to jail. So she knows he ain't gonna do nothing to me. Pop! Pop! What are you gonna do? What are you gonna do? Oh, I saw one video. There's a tall dude on the train. What? The eight ball. And I don't know what he said. He was talking to his friend. The girl smacked him. Woo! Did he give a haymaker? Wow! Oh, he didn't let up. Oh, I was so happy. I ain't for violence, but I was happy. Yeah. Hey, let's play that. When I came up, we were always taught don't hit a woman. But then it got to the point women were killing the men. So then the next generation said, if she put her hands on you, beat you out of her. Now, here's an example. Is there volume? That's New York. She's just smacking people.
I don't know when you get mad.
You sound stupid.
Fucking dirty bitch.
Those women getting mollywopped, and rightfully so.
Oh, shit!
Relax. Oh, my God. Relax. You don't want me to wait. Relax. No.
You get mine.
That was it. That was it. Woo! I just love that video. The hell is it? Yeah! Ain't no women clapping. Look at it. Oh, and you rapper brothers, I ain't gonna call no names. You rapper singer brothers in IUIC, we know. One of you was driving home and your wife punched you in the face twice. I ain't gonna call your name, but you know who you are. Stop it, don't let it happen again. Where we at, Yuri?
Verse 30,
save me!
And taking the crown from the king's head and setting it upon her own head, she also struck the king with her left hand.
Bow.
And yet for all this, the king gave.
You know what it means, God? Like you shocked. Go ahead.
For all this, the king gaped and gazed upon her with open mouth.
Mm-hmm.
If she laughed upon him, he laughed also.
You know what that's game. I want the panties. That's what it is. If she laughed, he laughed. Go ahead.
But if she took any displeasure at him, the king was fain to flatter.
He was fain to flatter. Go ahead.
That she might be reconciled to him
that
again.
That she might be in his good graces again. Go ahead.
O ye men, how can it be but women should be strong, seeing they do thus?
Mm-hmm.
Then the king and the princes looked one upon another, so he began to speak of the truth.
You know why they looked one upon another? They were shocked he insulted the king. He told everybody, that woman over there smacked the hell out of you and took the crown off your head. You ain't supposed to talk like that, but Zerubbabel did. Go ahead.
Verse 34. O ye men, are not women strong? Great is the earth, high is the heaven, swift is the sun in his course, for he compasseth the heavens round about, and fetcheth his course again to his own place in one day. Is he not great that maketh these things? Therefore, great is the truth, and stronger than all things.
Mm-hmm.
All the earth calleth upon the truth.
So he's talking about the truth of God. Go ahead.
And the heaven blesseth it. All work shake and tremble at it. And with it is no unrighteous thing.
Good.
Wine is wicked.
Wine is wicked.
The king is wicked.
And now he calls the king wicked. Damn. In his face. Go ahead.
Women are wicked.
Women are wicked. Go ahead.
All the children of men are wicked.
All the children of men are wicked. Go ahead.
And such are all their wicked works.
Mm-hmm.
And there is no truth in them.
There's no truth in the king. There's no truth in wine. There's no truth in men. There's no truth in women. Go ahead. Damn.
In their unrighteousness also they shall perish.
Now this is a bold brother right here. Go ahead.
As for the truth, it endureth, and it is always strong. It liveth and conquereth forevermore.
Mm-hmm.
With her, there is no accepting of persons or rewards. But she doeth...
Wait, you see what truth does? With truth, there is no accepting of persons or rewards. That's why he was so bold to tell a king, you're not the strongest. That woman over there smacked the hell out of you and took the crown off your head and put it on him. He wasn't partial. He said, I'm going to tell you like it is. Go ahead.
With her, there is no accepting of persons or rewards, but she doeth the things that are just and refraineth from all unjust and wicked things. And all men do well like of her works. Neither in her judgment is any unrighteousness. And she is the strength, kingdom, power, and majesty of all ages. Blessed be the God of truth.
Blessed be the God of truth. Go ahead.
And with that, he held his peace.
Come on.
And all the people then shouted and said,
what'd they say?
Great is truth.
Mm-hmm.
And mighty above all things.
And mighty above all things. Go ahead.
Then said the king unto him,
ask
what thou wilt more than it is, ask what thou wilt more than is appointed in the writing.
So the king says to Zerubbabel, our forefather, ask what you want. More than I allowed you before, whatever you want, I'm going to give it to you. Okay? Let's see what he asked for.
And we will give it thee because thou art found wisest, and thou shalt sit next to me and shalt be called my cousin. Then said he unto the king, remember thy vow, which thou hast vowed to build Jerusalem in the day when thou camest to thy kingdom.
So notice our forefather. Remember, said they had to be noblemen and loyal. How noble was he? He didn't ask anything for himself. He said, remember your promise. You promised to rebuild Jerusalem. Go ahead.
And to send away all the vessels that were taken away out of Jerusalem, which Cyrus set apart
mm-hmm.
when he vowed to destroy Babylon and to send them again thither.
Mm-hmm.
Thou also hast vowed to build up the temple, which the Edomites burned
mm-hmm.
when Judea was made desolate by the Chaldees.
Come on.
And now, O Lord the King, this is that which I require.
What he requires, go ahead.
And which I desire of thee. And this is the princely liberality proceeding from thyself.
Mm-hmm.
I desire therefore that thou make good the vow.
Make good the vow you made, go ahead.
The performance whereof with thine own mouth thou hast vowed to the King of heaven.
Go ahead.
Then Darius the king stood up and kissed him. And wrote letters for him unto...
When it said kissing me on the cheek, that was a custom in the East, not on the lips. You little sodomites. Go ahead.
And wrote letters for him unto all the treasurers and lieutenants and captains and governors, that they should safely convey on their way both him and all those that go up with him to build Jerusalem.
Come on.
He wrote letters also unto the lieutenants that were in Silo, Syria, in Phoenice, and unto them in Libanus, that they should bring cedar wood.
Bring cedar wood?
From Libanus unto Jerusalem, and that they should build the city with him. Moreover,
you see how Zerubbabel, he thought about his people, the temple, returning to rebuild